Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
In today's lesson, we're going to talk about one artist who made people's daily lives seem a lot more interesting.
今天我们要来认识一位可以把日常生活变得更有趣的艺术家。
So, how would you describe just your day-to-day life, Sam?
Exciting!
Yeah?
Every day's new day. I mean, 每天呢都是充满惊喜，新的一天嘛 right?
Mm-hmm.
What about yours, Pat?
Well, it's pretty routine sometimes. The same kind of thing happens every day. Every now and again, you get something interesting, like I have a show, or I do something with my friends, but...Days can get a little boring too, weekdays. Weekends are much more interesting.
Yeah, I agree. 周末好像总是比较好玩一点。
So I guess most people's daily life gets a little boring with the same things happening. If we can add some color into our lives, that's a good thing. And that's just what the subject of our article today has done.
Okay, cool. Let's start the lesson and find out about her.
Naoko Takagi's Ordinary Adventures.
Are you able to find adventure in something ordinary? If so, you'll love the works of Japanese illustrator Naoko Takagi. She began drawing when she was in junior high school and wanted to turn it into her job. However,She had no idea where to start. Later, she created a blog for fun and posted drawings about her daily life. Finally, she got attention from many fans. People enjoyed her artwork because they could relate to the drawings. Naoko Takagi is now an author and illustrator of several picture books.Such as 150 Centimeter Life and Traveling Alone. Her books stand out because they're full of fun pictures. Also, her drawings remind people that even the small things in life are enjoyable.
Word Power!
Ordinary, ordinary. Maria made the ordinary cake look better by decorating it. Maria made the ordinary cake look better by decorating it. Post, post. My friends and I posted photos of our trip on Facebook.My friends and I posted photos of our trip on Facebook. Picture book. Picture book. The children enjoyed reading the picture book together. The children enjoyed reading the picture book together. Enjoyable. Enjoyable. Bradley.Had an enjoyable dinner at a top restaurant in Paris. Bradley had an enjoyable dinner at a top restaurant in Paris.
So the article begins with a question. Are you able to find adventure in something ordinary? So let's start with the word adventure, spelled A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E, adventure. And now here, it's a group noun, meaning kind of excitement, and sort of taking risks and doing something new. It doesn't need to be dangerous, just something different, which can be a little risky, as you don't know what'll happen. It can also, adventure can also be a countable noun, like an adventure,which is an unusual or exciting or daring experience.
好，课文啊，这边一开始就说，你有没有办法呢？从平凡的事物里面呢，来发掘惊喜。Adventure 作为这个组合名词的时候，可以解释为有一些不知道结果的行动哦。然后呢，你从这些行动之中哦，来获得这个刺激啊、兴奋或是惊喜，或者是呢，像刚刚说到作为可数名词哦，解释为这个冒险、探险的意思。
The other important word we saw in that sentence was ordinary. Finding an adventure in something ordinary. Now, ordinary, spelled O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y, ordinary means not unusual or different in any way. So we talk about our ordinary life, work, school, friends and family.
Okay, ordinary 这个单词、哦、普通的平凡的、哦、例如刚刚讲到 ordinary life 平常的生活日常生活
So here's an example sentence Maria made the ordinary cake look better by decorating it Maria made the ordinary cake look better by decorating it
Maria 她这个装饰了一下、哦、让这个平凡的蛋糕看起来更美丽哦
SoIf you can find adventure, can you find adventure in something ordinary? The article says, if so, you will love the works of Japanese illustrator Naoko Takagi. An illustrator, which is spelled I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-O-R, illustrator, is a person who draws pictures or illustrations for a living.
OK, 如果、啊、你能够从平常的生活、平凡的事物里面找到惊喜、哦、那么你一定会喜欢这位日本插画家高木直子、哦、Illustrator, 它中文意思呢就是这些以画图为生的人、哦、插画家的意思
Let's find out more about Naoko Takagi She began drawing when she was in junior high school and wanted to turn it into her job And it's great to have that kind of ambitionSo, Sam, what did you want to do when you were in junior high school?
In junior high school, I wanted to be an anchorman or a chef, 主播或是厨师 Actually, it doesn't seem quite related.
That's quite cool.
What about you, Paige?
Well, to be honest, I thought I might end up being a doctor, because when I was that old, I kind of thought you did the same job as your dad. Didn't happen. Anyway, what about Naoko?The article says, however, she had no idea where to start, so she didn't know how to be an illustrator. And not knowing where to start is often a problem.
Yeah, 高木直子、哦、他从国中呢就立志、啊、要把这个画画作为他的工作、哦、但是、啊、他遇到一个问题、哦、他不知道要怎么开始、哦、
So what next? The article says, later, she created a blog for fun.And posted drawings about her daily life. Now, if you post, P-O-S-T, post something, this means to put information or pictures on a website, like Facebook or Instagram.
哦、oh, ，所以啊，高木直子呢，他就基于好玩的心哦，他创立了一个部落格，并且呢，把他的一些关于日常生活的话哦，发布在这个部落格上面。Post 这个动词哦，与就是这个意思就是说呢，在网络上哦发布的意思、哦。像是我们说在 Facebook 或者 Instagram 这些社群网站上面 po 一则动态，这个 po 就是 post。
Here's a sentence. My friends and I posted photos of our trip on Facebook.My friends and I posted photos of our trip on Facebook.
Oh, 我和我的朋友们呢，把旅行的照片发布在 Facebook 上面。
So what do you post on your Facebook page, Sam?
Mostly pictures, I think. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Okay, some funny jokes, a lot of jokes, sometimes pictures of me in strange clothes, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Anyway, back to our article.Naoko Takagi started this blog for fun, but it helped her career. The article says, Finally, she got attention from many fans. People enjoyed her artwork because they could relate to the drawings. Now, if you can relate to something, you can understand and feel a connection with someone or something.
哦 ，relate to something 表示呢，你可以理解哦，你跟这个东西或者这个人呢，你跟他之间有连结。课文说到呢，这个部落格啊，帮助了这个高木直子哦，因为呢，这个部落格他从很多他的粉丝那边啊得到关注哦，那大家呢喜欢他的作品呢，因为他们对这些话呢很有感觉。
Exactly. So that was the past, but what about now? The article says.Naoko Takagi is now an author and illustrator of several picture books, such as 150 Centimeter Life and Traveling Alone. A picture book, which is P-I-C-T-U-R-E, picture, then book, B-O-O-K, picture book, is a book with lots of pictures, usually ones for children.
OK, 高木直子呢现在啊他是一个插画家并且是许多绘本的作者，包括像大家可能知道这个150公分生活和是一个人旅行等等等。那这个 picture book,Picture 图画、哦、book 书，所以 picture book 图画书呢，在中文呢就是中文绘本的意思。例如呢，通常是小朋友在看的这些童话绘本就是 picture book。
Here's an example sentence. The children enjoyed reading the picture book together. The children enjoyed reading the picture book together.
哦，这个小朋友们呢，他们很喜欢，很享受呢，大家一起看这个绘本。
The article has more.Her books stand out because they're full of fun pictures. To stand out means to be easily seen or noticed, usually because something is better or different.
哦、stand out 这个站出来哦，就是说呢，可能在人群之中呢，你可以很容易被看到。通常呢，是因为它比较好哦，比较优秀的原因哦，所以呢，中文就可以解释为这个脱颖而出。这个我们大家常听到。那他的书呢，高木直子的绘本呢，脱颖而出呢，因为里面啊有满满的这个好玩的图画哦。
The last sentence of the article really explains why Naoko Takagi's art is so popular.Also, her drawings remind people that even the small things in life are enjoyable. If something is enjoyable, and that's spelled E-N-J-O-Y-A-B-L-E, enjoyable, it gives you pleasure. And this is the adjective form of the verb enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, enjoy.
Okay.高木直子呢，他的图画让大家、哦、想起这个什么事情呢？即使是啊最小的东西，最平凡的东西，也是可以让人啊非常愉快的哦。Enjoyable 这个单字啊，就是 enjoy 享受这个动词呢，加上 able 可以 enjoyable 可以享受的呢，它的中文意思就是很愉快的意思。
For example, Bradley had an enjoyable dinner at a top restaurant in Paris.Bradley had an enjoyable dinner at a top restaurant in Paris.
哇，真棒耶。Bradley 呢，在巴黎的这个顶级餐厅哦 ，top restaurant 里面呢，享用了非常愉快的晚餐。
Okay, now that is the end of today's article, so we're going to finish the lesson.
Okay, 今天文章、哦、就到这边告一段落了。我们今天了解了高木直子，还有他的插画作品哦。那我们等一下马上就回来咯。
Okay, Sam, let's think about this idea of enjoying the little things in life. What are some little things in your life that you enjoy?
Little things in my life.
Yeah, ordinary, everyday things, but you think, oh, that's great.
Everyday thing. I think I really enjoy my...I don't know, every meal I take.
Okay.
Okay, 我的三餐呢，我的每一餐，我的早餐、午餐、晚餐 or even some little snacks, 小零食哦，这些东西都是我生活中平凡但是我非常享受的事情。What about you, Pat?
Yeah, I guess I, similar to your answer, but I would say I find enjoyment in...thinking of a, or coming up with a new recipe and then cooking it.
Oh.
So even though you cook every day, if I can find something new or try something different, I think, okay, that's great. I've learned something. You know, I've improved maybe. So you guys, you need to go out there and find something enjoyable in your ordinary life, okay? And never stop enjoying it. Because if you do stop enjoying whatever it is, something's gone wrong. You need to find something every day that you can go, yes, this is great, I love doing this.
OK, 对啊，刚刚 Pat 讲到说呢，这个平凡的东西呢，让他享受呢，是他每天啊，就去找新的食谱哦来做，那他就从中可以学到一些小东西呢，他每天就可以生活中有非常多的惊喜哦，真的是非常好。那像你们一样啊，也是就是你们一定啊，要出去外面找找看啊，你们每一天有平凡生活之中呢，可以有什么惊喜哦，不然呢，活着有什么意义呢，对不对？
嗯哼。All right, so thanks for watching and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
The stylist sees statement jackets as the next big thing.
The stylist sees statement jackets as the next big thing.
Hi guys, this is Celine.每个人呢都会有一些充满个人特色的部分，有些人热爱荧光色的配件，那有些人呢疯狂热爱蕾丝，那像 Celine 我呢就热爱复古的饰品。你是不是有时候呢会打开电视啊或者杂志观察一下最近流行什么呢？那你可能就会看到这么一句话哦， The stylist sees statement jackets as the next big thing。 这句话就是我们今天的小聚会啦，意思就是说什么呢？造型师是个性夹克为下一波流行趋势。 The next big thing 是什么意思嘞？当然不能直翻成下一个大东西啦。其实呢 The next big thing 就是下一波值得注目的东西，这里指的当然就是潮流。句子里使用了 CA as B， 也就是把 A 看作 B 的意思。 For example, The teachers see me as the best student，老师们把我看作是最棒的学生。另外呢 statement jackets 中 statement 其实就是陈述说明的意思，像我本人走的是帅气路线，所以呢我的朋友看到帅气的东西都会说这上面根本就写了 Celine 啊，意思呢就是说这件衣服说明了我的个人风格呢。同样的方法呢我们可以用来说 statement shoes statement bags， 这些都是表达个人特色的鞋子包包的意思哦。That's all for today. 问问看你的同学们，看看他们觉得你的特色配件是什么。小聚会，我们下次见喽，拜。
The stylist sees statement jackets as the next big thing.
The stylist sees statement jackets as the next big thing.
Chit chat.
刘姐，我的朋友都没有来耶。
是哦，别难过了。哎，但是你要说 none of my friends came， 还是 neither of my friends came 呢？
None 和 neither 都有都不是的意思，不过要注意哦，如果谈到三个或是三个以上的人事物，我们才可以用到 none or none of。For example, none of the students in this class failed the test. 在这个班上的学生都没有考不及格哦，也就是说每个人都 pass 啦。可是如果要说到两个人事物的话呢，就要用 neither or neither of. For example, I have dimples, 我有酒窝， but neither of my parents do. 不过注意哦，其实在文法上很多人都不确定当 none 和 neither 做主词的时候，动词到底是要用单数还是复数呢？在这里呢 Laura 老师就帮大家整理出已经得到语言专家们普遍认可的解释哦。首先当 none 和 book 属名词连用的时候呢，动词总是单数的哦。 For example, none of the ice cream tastes good。再来就是当 none 和 neither 跟复数名词连用的时候，按照传统文法的规定，后面接的动词要用单数。不过随着语言习惯使用的演变，现在呢，我们后面也可以接复数动词哦。For example, 我两个学生都不喜欢看恐怖片，就可以说 neither of my students like horror movies. Or 我们之中没有一个人是完美的，我们就可以说 none of us are perfect.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
So none of my friends came 指的是我的朋友都没有一个人来，可能表示我的朋友人数是三个或三个以上。可是 neither of my friends came 则是指我的两个朋友都没有来，文法都对，但是要看的朋友总数有几个哦。
Naoko Takagi's Ordinary Adventures.
Are you able to find adventure in something ordinary? If so, you'll love the works of Japanese illustrator Naoko Takagi. She began drawing when she was in junior high school and wanted to turn it into her job. However, she had no idea where to start. Later, she created a blog for fun and posted drawings about her daily life. Finally, she got attention from many fans. People enjoyed her artwork because they could relate to the drawings. Naoko Takagi is now an author and illustrator of several picture books, such as 150 Centimeter Life and Traveling Alone. Her books stand out because they're full of fun pictures. Also, her drawings remind people that even the small things in life are enjoyable.
Ordinary. Ordinary. Maria made the ordinary cake look better by decorating it. Maria made the ordinary cake look better by decorating it. Post. Post. My friends and I posted photos of our trip on Facebook. My friends and I posted photos of our trip on Facebook. Picture book. Picture book. The children enjoyed reading the picture book together. The children enjoyed reading the picture book together. Enjoyable. Enjoyable. Bradley had an enjoyable dinner at a top restaurant in Paris. Bradley had an enjoyable dinner at a top restaurant in Paris.